MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 22, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Bill Newell is off today. In today's headlines, Open Door renews indoor dining. There is a bottled drinking water warning. And NSCC gets an anonymous grant. Some afternoon clouds, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:29 a.m., and 10:58 p.m. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times is reporting that the Open Door Food Pantry in Gloucester has restarted in-person dining for its community meals program after a nearly four-year hiatus. According to Foreman, recent in-person community meals have featured baked haddock, rice, and zucchini, and grease-style chicken, lima beans, eggplant, and tomato. Even as the numbers for in-person dining are ramping up, the nonprofit food service center said it saw a 30% increase in requests for food assistance across its service area from 2022 to 2023. This territory covers Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Ipswich, Rowley, Topsfield, Boxford, Hamilton, and Wenham, with mobile sites in Danvers and Lynn, and the Open Door operates a food pantry in Gloucester on Emerson Avenue, as well as the Ipswich Community Food Pantry at the Ipswich Housing Authority's Southern Heights Housing Development. The North Shore Community College Foundation has received an anonymous donation of $1.2 million, the second largest donation in this college's history. The Salem News is reporting the donation was specifically designated for several area of North Shore Community College's academic and professional development programs for students. Michael McHugh has the complete story in today's Salem News. And Salem News Christian State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that consumer advocates are calling for tougher restrictions on so-called forever chemicals after state health officials warned people not to drink bottled water from a Massachusetts-based company after tests showed contamination. The State Department of Public Health issued an advisory earlier this week telling consumers not to buy or drink bottled water or fill containers from self-serving vending machines operated by Simpson Spring Company in Easton. DEP officials say tests of the company's drinking water found levels of perrin polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, higher than the state standard for drinking water of 20 parts per trillion. Jim Sullivan of the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services Department was presented the Community Impact Award from the Massachusetts Recreation and Park Association. Formerly known as Newburyport Youth Services, the Recreation and Youth Services Department had to move out of its home at the former Brown School when the heating element was deemed unusable in the fall of 2021. Although the City Council is mulling a proposal from Mayor Sean Ridden to build a roughly $5.6 million recreation center on Low Street, the department has been calling the second floor of City Hall a temporary home ever since. And Benjamin Pierce of The Item reports that the Swampscott Select Board has voted unanimously to have the town purchase the properties located on 12 through 24 Pine Street for $1.7 million. Last May, town meeting voted to authorize the town to acquire the land with the goal of building between 20 and 30 affordable housing units for veterans. Nearly 1 year later, Swampscott is finally ready to close the sale. Again, Bill Newell is off today in sports. The Bruins lost 5-2 last night to the Rangers. The Celtics play at Detroit tonight, and high school sports teams continue to prepare for the spring season. For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This has been North Shore Today.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.